Carlo never answers any questions in English. I'm really happy to make this possible. I hope you can take a lot of value from it. I really, really like his attitude, the message that he has. Enjoy this interview.
Yo, gorillas, welcome to the Athlete Insider podcast by Gorilla Nation. My name is Phil, and today's guest is the Italian statics master, somebody who eats Maltese planches for breakfast, and somebody that is really shocking the community with his crazy skills. I'm really looking forward to the interview. Carlo Figos, also known as Scarolus.
Hi, guys.
Yes, so you were one of the most requested athletes in the surveys, and people are really looking forward to this interview. And I'm really happy that you take your time and that you make this interview possible. So who is Carlo? How do you present yourself?
Hi guys, my name is Figos Carlo. I live in Sardinia. From Iglesias, known as Scarolus. The name comes from the union of my name in Latin, that's Carolus, and the name of a famous rapper that I love it, and his name is Scarlord. The X is equal to O. It's not Scarolus, but Scarolus.
Okay, yeah, because this was what I was asking you before the interview, because I didn't know how to pronounce it and I didn't want to say like Scarlus. So it's not an Italian word. It's not. It's just like something that you created out of your rapper and out of your Latin name. Great. Yes. So let's come to the hard facts. People are always interested in how old are you?
I'm 20 years old.
20.
Yes.
Okay, cool. How heavy and how tall are you?
I'm tall about 165 centimeters, and my weight is 62 or 63 kilos. Depends
on the amount of cheat meals.
Yeah.
Great. When did you start with calisthenics and why?
It's a long, long story, and because it's a bit complicated and deeper, so I'll make it very short. I started practicing calisthenics since 2015, a bad time of my life, since I had lost all my friends. Walking near a park, I recognized some very, very old friends who were doing some acrobatics. At the time, I didn't know what it was, and so I started the calisthenics.
Okay, it was in 2015 or 2005?
2015.
Okay, so like 6 years ago from now, approximately. Yeah. Okay. Wow. So like for 5 or 6 years of calisthenics, you have like a really, really high level. Yeah, like your statics are really...
Thanks, Pete.
You're crazy, and for example, your last post, it went really well. It had like over 100,000 views.
The weighted butterfly.
So crazy moves. Did you already feel or think in the beginning that you will become this strong, or was it always your goal?
Absolutely no, and I never thought that I reached this level, and I'm very happy arrived to reach these skills. For me, it was impossible. I never imagined that gain a lot of strength because I was very, very weak. And I never imagined reaching this level because when I started calisthenics, all the athletes are much stronger. I didn't think I could beat them because I see Maltese planche like nothing, like push-up. And when I saw these skills, I really motivated to arrive one day to motivate other athletes. For me, to be here, it's fantastic. I have another words. So thank you so much, Phil, for the interview, because I never imagined that a brand like you contact me and tell me to do a interview.
Because I think you're like, it's difficult for you to understand that you are like really influencing a lot of people, a lot of athletes out there. And there are a lot of people who are thinking, wow, who is this Carlo? And for me, the reason why we do this podcast is really to show that you are a normal person, let's say it. And that's not meant mean or something. But for all the people who watch your videos, you're like this superhuman. You are the one, like the alien, as Daniel Fleerfield calls you, calls like people like you. But like, really, your skills are so crazy and so insane that I want to show with the podcast that you are a normal person and that you have struggles or had struggles in life as well. And this is why I'm also happy that you talk about the phase in your life where you had problems with your friends, where you were like in a state really down. But the sport and the hard work pulled you out of this.
Exactly. Another answer. I usually answer Italian questions. When I arrive some English questions, I don't know how to answer.
Okay, and this is why, like, I'm extremely grateful that you take this, because it's like really a big thing. A lot of athletes say, no, I don't want to do an interview if their English isn't good. But I think people will still appreciate that you do this interview. So maybe let's go into the workout related questions. Who were the athletes that inspired you in the beginning in 2015? Who were like the top athletes that you looked up to?
My idol was Andrea La Rosa, Matteo Deu, and Viktor Kamenov.
Wow. Okay.
This for me, was my idols, favorite athletes.
Because of their statics or...
statics.
You were always interested in static moves, yeah?
Yeah. They motivate me a lot with... doing Maltese, Diamond plunge press, two finger plunge, Maltese on pinkies. I love both.
Great, I can imagine. And did you start with basics in the beginning in 2015? Did you do push-ups and pull-ups, or how did you start?
I started calisthenics with 2 years of basics, so pull-ups, dips, push-ups, L-sit, pike push-ups, and the skills I train not as the basics. I train most very basics, some pull-ups, muscle-ups, dips, and after 2 years, I start with the skills.
Okay, and that's interesting, and that's important for everybody watching. That you did a lot of basics in your beginning, because the skills that you have today, it's extremely extreme strength. Do you basics today? Do you still do
one times a week?
Okay, and then only body weight or weighted?
Both. I start pull-ups, for example, with five series for 20 reps, and then I do 10 series for 10 reps with so much weight, for example, 20 kilos, 15 kilos.
Wow. Okay. Cool. There was one question that the people had. How long did it take for your first full planche since your first workout? So first workout ever to the first full planche hold.
I start training planche at 16, 17 years old. And I unlock the full planche after 2 years. But after 6 months, I take 1 or 2 seconds on my first full planche. The second day, I take fever and tendinitis, and I lost everything.
Wow.
So I restart to train planche tuck, planche advance, planche straddle. And after other 7-8 months, I take the full planche. So 1 year and 6 months, about 2 years.
Okay, cool. That's good. And how long for the first Iron Cross?
I start Iron Cross since 2018. And after 2 weeks of workout, I take the Iron Cross.
Okay, and because of your strength that you already had from basics, from planching?
At that time, I had Maltese straddle, full planche, 2 seconds, and 3 Hefesto. Yeah, I had a bit strength to start the Iron Cross. So after 2 weeks, I got them.
Wow. Interesting. And why do you train in rings so much? Is it the most fun for you, or is it the most efficient?
It's a fantastic question. And I started the rings because I want to bring Van Gelder and Zanetti to calisthenics. In short, no one had ever worn it, and I said to myself, why not me? Why do I have to wait for someone to bring it when I can learn it? And so I train a lot of I take the Van Gelder and Zanetti after 1 year and 2 months.
Wow.
Another advice for training on rings is in rings you gain a lot of strength in other sport equipments like parallettes, floor, and P-bars. You gain so much muscles.
Okay, so the strength that you build with rings is also transferring to the floor and to parallettes.
Absolutely.
And other way around as well. So if you're really strong on parallettes, is it also transferring to rings or not?
Not. If you're not strong on parallettes or floor, it's very hard to train on rings. So usually an advice is gain a lot of strength on parallettes. So 10 seconds of full planche, 2 seconds, 3 seconds of Maltese full on parallettes, and then going to rings.
Okay, cool. You're combining everything. So you're training on the floor, on parallettes and on rings, or is it?
It depends. 4 or 3 times. A week I train rings, and 2 times a week I train on bars and parallettes and floor. Okay. But my very, very strength is on rings.
Okay, cool. And that's why I'm really happy that we already were able to send you our rings that will come in March.
When you send me this rings
yes,
I closed my first butterfly weighted plus 15 kilos.
Wow, that's great. I think it wasn't only because of the rings but also because of your training, but that's still really nice. And they will be coming out on 1st of March, so like we already had a lot of questions and a lot of Italians looking in our shop. Anelli
so a lot of fans and followers ask me, Carlo, but the rings of Gornation, guys, the rings coming out soon, and 1st of March. Okay, oh, great.
Yeah, so, yeah, another question from the community was how to build the finger strength. You have like really strong fingers, strong pinkies, but also strong fingers. How did you train it, or how do you train it?
It's very complicated to explain. I never train for the first time on pinkies. One day I try to hold on front on pinkies full, and I unlock the skill. And after a long time, I said myself, Carlo, it's time for you to start to become strong on pinkies. So I train front lever on pinkies, Australian pull up on pinkies. For the finger mark test, I train 2 fingers push up on knees, hold planche lean holds on knee on 2 fingers, and 2 fingers planche lean, and then as the progression of planche, 2 fingers planche tuck, 2 fingers planche advanced tuck, 2 fingers planche straddle, and then the 2 fingers planche full.
And this makes totally sense. Like when you build strength in general, you also do this. You do like your progressions. Yeah. And as you say, it's the same thing for the fingers. You just do one progression after the other. Yeah. And build more and more strength, and put more pressure.
I unlock the 2 fingers full planche after 6 months of training on fingers.
Okay, that's an interesting thing. Another question was, what do you do if you lose motivation? Like you train a lot, you people are sometimes you lose motivation. What do you do?
When I lost my motivation, I remember all the time I was suffered, and why now I'm here. I remember the voice of my friends, my family, and of those who support me, that said, Carlo, don't give up, get up and continue to your goals. Don't give up. So I motivated a lot, and I reborn.
And what do you think is more important, motivation or discipline? What is more important?
The motivation is the basics of all my life. So it helped me a lot, because when I was 15, 14 years old, I'm very, very depressed, and I don't know how to reborn. And now with practicing calisthenics, I'm very, very strong physically and mentally.
Wow, that's great. And that's the transformation and the power that calisthenics has, and why it has to be a big sport. That's nice. That's a great story. How do you eat? What does your nutrition look like? How does your diet look like? And don't say pasta all the day.
My nutrition is almost fast food, or for example, in the night I eat a lot of chips and candies, and at lunch I eat pasta for it. In the night I ate a lot of chicken, for example, so steak and some protein.
Okay, and do you think nutrition is important for the performance or not?
Yes, absolutely. The nutrition is important. So, guys, don't follow my nutrition.
But is it your goal to make it cleaner, or Yeah,
absolutely. I study for the master of nutrition. So I study to become a very complete athlete, both skills and both nutrition.
Okay, cool. If you're my nutrition coach, you will tell me to eat more chips then. No. Okay, cool. And do you take supplements like protein powder or creatine or?
Protein and creatine, no, but I take magnesium, potassium, and a lot of vitamins like orange eyes.
Okay. So vitamin C, I guess. Vitamin C, maybe. Yeah. Okay. And what are your goals this year for 2021? What do you want to do?
My goals for this year are to become a very competitive athlete. So unlock the Victorian on rings and participate a lot of competitions as Burning Gate. And this year in June, I have a competition on Russia.
Wow. Wow, that's crazy. So, we're closely coming to an end of the interview. I still have some quick questions, quick answers. And again, I feel bad for asking this in an Italian person. What do you prefer, pizza or burger?
Pizza or?
Burger.
Pizza.
Pizza. Okay.
I love it.
Are you a dog or a cat person?
Are you a?
A dog or a cat person? Dogs or cats? What do you like better?
I love cats.
Cats. Okay, cool. Yeah. Do you have a favorite location for holidays?
Nothing special. I like to go out with my friends. Nothing too important to location. So.
Okay, only friends are important.
Yeah.
Great. What do you prefer if you have to decide for one thing for the rest of your life? Rings or bar?
Rings. Rings all my life.
Great. Do you have athletes that you look up to, some idols or some who are some athletes that you admire?
Three idols, four depend. Maieli, because he's very a complete athlete with Caruso, Jordan Stanchev, and Matteo Deu, Agagiatorov.
Great. And Matteo Deu will be the interview after you. So after your interview, the interview with Matteo will go online. So that's cool.
I saw your story with the interview with Deu. So
that's good. So two Italian beasts after each other. Do you have a favorite book?
I don't read a lot, but my favorite book is Alan Wake. It's a book that speaks the battle of the light that win with the darkness.
Okay, cool. We will put it in the description if somebody is interested in the book. And do you have a favorite movie?
Difficult questions. In Italian, prima di domani, before, after tomorrow.
Okay. We will also put it in the description. And what was the best calisthenics event you've been at? What was the best competition?
I do competition only in Sardinia, and my favorite competition was in 2018 in Cagliari, that I've taken my first place.
Wow, and it's nice to see all the trophies behind you. That's really cool.
Wait. Allora, quindi... that's my first cup.
Wow.
Wow. And my first competition was in 2015, and I take the last place.
Wow.
And after 2 years, I don't lost my motivation, so I keep going, and I take the second place, and then a lot of cup of first place.
What I like a lot about Italy is that the trophies are always really big. Like when the most of the competitions here in Germany and the prizes are really, really small, but in Italy it's always like it's really they are really
but
big.
But in the cup is about that.
Yeah. Great. Yeah. And the last question. Do you have any message to the calisthenics community? Anything that you want to say to the community?
Don't give up and follow your dreams. And guys, never give up. Keep going.
Great. So for the people who want to get in touch with you and where do they find you? On Instagram? On YouTube?
On Instagram.
But you also have a YouTube channel, or?
Yeah, but I don't upload some videos. The only video was in my channel is my transformation, my 5 years transformation.
Okay, great. Yes, and for the people who are interested in your coaching, you're also offering coaching in Italian, right?
Only in Italy, because take the diploma of personal trainer only for Italian athletes, only in national territory.
Okay, cool. So everybody aiming to get as strong as you, they can learn from you. We will put all your contact details in the description. And Carlo, we are coming to an end. I want to say thank you that you took the time, that you took the effort to do this interview. I hope the next interview I will be able to speak Italian. Then we can do an interview in Italian. Maybe it should be easier then. But big thank you that you made it possible.
Thank you for listening to me and listen my very bad English and waiting for me for my embarrassing and thank you a lot.
You're welcome. I'm really thankful, Carlo, and also big thank you to everyone listening to this until the end. Big thank you. If you want to support this episode, give us a thumbs up, share it, comment it, do it whatever you want, and also leave a follow to Carlo, to his YouTube, to his Instagram. And thanks everyone for watching, and see you soon.